This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bee or not the Bee.
All right, I got a bunch of headlines for you. You got to tell me whether they are satire from the Babylon Bee or they are real headlines. It's hard to tell. This week, it's kind of easy to tell.
Great segue. What else you got?
Border czar responsible for 11 million illegal immigrants entering country demands promotion. Think about it. It is the Bee. Quote, I think my resume speaks for itself, Harris told reporters. I've done things at the border that no one in history ever came close to doing.
Uh-oh.
The vast hordes of migrants, the spike in human trafficking, unprecedented business for the drug cartels, murders, rapes. We've accomplished a lot in my time as border czar, and I can do the same thing for our entire nation. I think I deserve the promotion, America. I can't do her laugh, but you know what it sounds like. That's the first one.
Okay.
Next one. All Brazilian sharks test positive for cocaine.
Ooh.
I know there are cocaine sharks.
Real.
I think it's real. All?
This is real.
Yeah.
You've heard of Sharknado.
Time out.
Okay.
I saw the story over break. It was like a headline. And I'm like, what else do we test these sharks for?
Right. Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Somebody just like, you know what?
That shark is acting a little ragey.
Let's just see if that shark has ever tested pot. I can see like he's really interested in the stock market. Let's see if he's interested in cocaine. Let's test him for it. You've heard of Sharknado. You've heard of Cocaine Bear. Now prepare for the worst of all worlds, Cocaine Shark. That's how the article starts. The researchers rounded up a baker's dozen of sharp-nosed sharks off the coast of Brazil, and every single one of them tested positive for coke. According to the researchers, the cocaine in the waters comes from sewage after people expel the cocaine that they've ingested. How much coke is Brazil doing?
Where's Hunter?
Every 17 minutes,
what is
make
that?
A wish makes the impossible possible.
Well, we just wanted
to
throw a PSA
I don't know what that
there.
Is. Somebody is playing something on my hotkeys, and it's
Hunter,
not Brad.
He's pissed.
The government has taken over. Look, they're losing control. They're coming after us.
If you're not watching the YouTube live, you should see Brad's face when something like that happens. His eyes bug out of his head.
It was a very nice message, though. At least it wasn't something crazy. Biden announces he will host his own Stop the Steal rally. This one was my favorite one of the week. According to sources, Biden will host the rally just outside the Democrat National Convention. Quote, it's fraud, plain and simple, explained Biden. The election is over. Now they want to add a bunch of votes in the night? Steal it from me? No way, Jack. We're going to march up there and we're going to tell anyway, despite Biden's protestations, Democratic Party leaders have assured the primary election isn't being stolen. It's simply being, quote, fortified. This will be the most secure and transparent Democrat nomination process in all of history, assured Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I'm sure.
There you go. Next one. Netanyahu asks if he can talk to the real president.
Netanyahu asks if he can talk to the real president? Ooh. I want to know who the real president is.
I do too.
I don't know. That's got to be the Bee.
It's the Bee.
Yeah.
Can I talk to Trump? Where's Trump? I don't know who these clowns in the White House are, but I'd really like to have a meeting with the real president, BB inquired on Monday. The foreign leader was met with on the tarmac upon landing in the U.S. by lower-ranking members.
Was he saying that when he was talking to Joe or Kamala?
It doesn't say. It just says he was saying it.
Just left for interpretation.
Just out loud, yeah. It basically goes on to explain that none of those leaders were on the tarmac when he landed, and so he was saying, where's Trump?
Oh, Trump.
Next one. Tennessee lawmakers denounce racism after neo-Nazis harass child musicians downtown.
What a ride. What?
Yeah, I think you've figured out. This is real.
Yeah.
Wow.
And
when I saw the headline, I thought, What has happened? Tennessee lawmakers denounced racism after neo-Nazis harassed child musicians downtown.
I don't even know whether to comment if I'm for or against this headline. I don't understand it.
It's just something that apparently there were neo-Nazis, and who knows who these people are, marching downtown in Nashville and harassing a bunch of kids who were playing music down there. So I just went with that headline because that is one of the craziest rides that I think I've seen in a headline in a while. Next one, Newsom says homeless camp pallet fire was caused by climate change.
I don't know.
Real.
Fake.
It is fake. Good job. In the wake of fires that have resulted in the closing of several freeways, California Governor Gavin Newsom revealed investigators found evidence that the blaze was caused by climate change. Quote, the scourge of climate change claims another victim, Newsom said solemnly. These wooden pallets stacked as high as the dreams of migrants coming to America were helpless against the horrific scourge of man-made climate change. I know some will claim it was fueled by piles of human refuse and drug paraphernalia set on fire by homeless arsonists, but we know better. We must not let climate change win.
He's the worst.
We got one more time? Or?
No.
We're out?
We're done.
All right.
We're done with you.
Thank you.
I'll
be out of here.
Except for 2 more hours.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Can I go take a quick break?
No.
I got to stay here?
Stay focused.
Okay.
For the people.
Okay.
On the YouTube stream.
All right. Sorry.
Let's take a quick break. A lot more coming up on the Annie Fry Show. Ask us anything at 125. If you want to leave a comment and ask us a question, we will hit those questions in about 30 minutes. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.